Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Hanel Abbas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Yuma Daf Samach Aleph. At the top of the Omer, Ula says a din, Soyesh Shachtoi, Koidem, Matan Domei Shalpar, Loi Osev, Loi Klum. If you shecht the Soyer, which is supposed to be shechted after already do the Matan Dam of the Par Bifnim, and you did the shechita before the matan dam of the par, then lo yosef lo klum, the shechita is possible. And the Gemara asks from the Mishnah says, hiktim dam ha-soyer le-dam ha-par, yachzer v'yazim mi-dam ha-soyer achar dam ha-par. The Gemara understood that the Mishnah means, you were makdim the dam ha-soyer lefnai ulefnim, before you did the dam ha-par lefnai ulefnim. And if so, obviously you shechted the soyer before the matan dam of the par befnim. And the Mishnah says, what do? You redo the Hazoy's dam of the Soyer after the dam apar. However, the Mishnah's mashma, you do not have to do over the Shechita. We don't say that the Shechita is possible and you have to bring a different Soyer. So it's a kasha on Ula who said that the Shechita is possible. And that Gemara answers, Tirgama Ula b'matonis shebeheichol. The Mishnah is not talking about the matonis lufnai lufnim, rather the matonis shebeheichol. There, if you did the matan dam of the Soyer on the pareches before the matan dam of the par, so you have to redo the dam of the Soyer. But the Shechita is fine. It was Keseder. It was done after the Matan Dam of the Par Bifnim. Now, according to what we explained in the previous Shir, that Shechita's Rashi is that switching the order of two Avodos is possible if the first Avodah, the Avodah that you were supposed to be Makdim, is Me'advarim Hanasim Avigdei Lovim Bifnim, then it's possible. So here as well, the Din of Ula, when you're Makdim the Shechita of the Soyer before the Matan Dam of the Par, the Dam HaPar was supposed to be first. That's a Dvarim HaNasim B'Vigdei Lovim B'Fnim. And you did a different Avodah before the Avodah, that's Nasim B'Vigdei Lovim B'Fnim. Then the din is that it's possible because of Chukah. However, according to the Shita of the Rambam, that we explained, that the din of Chukah is dependent on the second Avodah, the Avodah that you're supposed to be Ma'acher, and instead you're Makdim that Avodah. So here the Pshat and Ula will be, that the Shechita of the Soyer is considered an Avodah's Pnim, because Toyach Pnim Ki Pnim. And that's the way the Rambam brings this halacha l'maisa. In Parakei, Avodah Yom Kippurim, halacha beis, he quotes the din of Ula, he says, Afal pisha shchita ba'azara, hare domay nichas lefnim. Even though the shchita of the Soyer is done in the Azara, still we consider it an Avodah's Pnim, because the dam is going to go lefnai ulefnim. Now the Gvur Sari over here asks Akasha, he says, we know the klal, shchita lav avodahi. Shchita is kosher bizarre, it's not considered an Avodah. The Gemara in a number of places, in Zvachim and in Menachos, it says this klal shchita lav avodahi. And early on in Yuma, daf mem beis omer aleph, the Gemara says that according to Rav, shchita as paroi bezer kshera. Even though the pasuk says that the kohen gadol is supposed to shecht the par, it says v'shocher es parachatos asher loy, but b'diyeved it's not ma'akev, and we don't say chukah pasuls a shchita bezer, since shchita lav avodahi, chukah is only referring to that which is an avodah. Anything which is an avodah, if you didn't do it the way the Torah describes, then it's possible b'dievet because of chukah. But something which is b'chal not an avodah, there surely there's no din that chukah tells us that it's ma'akev. So how could Ula over here say that if you shecht the soyer before its proper time, you shechted it before the matan domay of the par, so it's possible b'dievet because of chukah, chukah does not refer to shechita which is not an avodah. Now Bishlam in the din of Reb Chanina on the bottom of Samach Omer Beis, K'tayas Shechofna Koidem Shechitasei Shalpar, there we say that the chafina is possible. You have to redo the chafina after the shechita of the par. There the psol is chal in chafina, which is an avodah. But here in Ula's din, the psol seems to be chal in the shechita. The shechita is the avodah, which we're saying is possible because of the klal of chukah. And that the Gversary asks is shver, because shechita lav avodah hi. And the Gversary answers an important yesod in the sugya, that when you're makdim the shechita of the soyer before the matan dam of the par, so even though we say that the shechita is possible, and you're going to have to redo shechita on a different soyer, but really the psul is not actually chal in the shechita. The psul is chal in the matan dam of the par. In other words, by doing a different avodah before the matan dam of the par, that makes the dam par out of order, and therefore it's possible unless you do another shechita. Eventually when you bring another soyer and you do another shechita, so we no longer have to rely on the first shechita sasoyer, so that avodah, the shechita of the first soyer, becomes irrelevant, and then the matan dam par is in its proper order. But until it's rectified, until you do a second shechita, the first shechita is still relevant. Now the matan dam of the par is shalika seder, and there's a psul in the matan dam of the par. So even though ein echanami, there could be no psul in the shechita, chukah cannot tell us that the shechita is psul, but there could be a psul in the matan dam of the par. By doing the shechita before the matan dam of the par, that causes a psul to be chal in the matan dam of the par until you redo the shechita, and only then the matan dam of the par becomes kosher. And the Gvorasri says that the matan dam of the par is actually in a state of mitli toli vikoi. It's in a state of limbo. At the time that it's done, after the shechita of the soyer, at that time, it could still end up being kosher or still end up being pasul. Dependent on whether you redo the shechita of the soyer, that will determine if the matan dam of the par was kosher or not. And the Gvorasri says that this yesoid really is muchach in Shitas Rashi. We discussed that Rashi holds the din of chukah when you switch to avodas is dependent on whether the first avoda is midvar manasim bevigdei lovan bifnim. For example, the Gemara on Daf Mem, which we discussed in the previous year, if you're makdim the dam of the par behechel before the dam of the soyer bifnim, it's possible there's a din chukah. Since the dam soyer bifnim is dvar manasim bevigdei lovan, even though the matan dam par behechel is not, there will be a din chukah. And the Gvorasri says, how is it possible to say that the avoda which you have to redo, the avoda that we're considering pasul, the matan dam of the par behechol, how could that have the psul, but there's no chukah on that matan damim? The matan dam of the soyer, which is an avoda's prim, that's where it should be chal the psul of chukah. And actually, we're not saying that the matan dam of the soyer has to be redone. Rather, the din is that if you're makdim the dam par behechol, and then afterwards you did the dam soyer bifnim, so you redo the matan dam par behechol, and then everything is kosher. So it would seem that the psul would be chal in the matan dam of the par, which does not have a din chukah. So the Gvorasri says that here also you have to say the same yesoid. That when you're makdim the dam of the par behechol, then the psul is actually chal in the matan dam of the soyer, which you do afterwards. The matan dam soyer, which is an avodas pnim, that's where there's a din chukah, and that was done after the matan dam of the par behechol. It was done shaloi keseder, so that avodah of the soyer is mitli toli vokoi. It's in a state of limbo until we see whether you're going to redo the matan dam of the par once again behechol after the matan dam of the soyer. If you do not redo the matan dam of the par, then it turns out that the matan dam of the soyer was shaloi keseder and will remain pasul. But once you redo the matan dam of the par behechol, so the first matan dam of the par, which you did out of order, now becomes irrelevant. And so now it's determined that the matan dam of the soyer is kosher because it was keseder. So this is an important yesoid, especially in Shitas Rashi, that we've spoken all along. Rashi holds that the psul of chukah is dependent on the avodah which was supposed to come first. And when you do a different avodah before it, so the psul is actually chal in the avodah which has chukah. The avodah that was supposed to come first, and you did it second. And even though you do not have to redo the avodah of chukah, all you have to do to rectify the situation is to do the avodah, the second avodah, to do it once again after the avodah's pnim. But by doing that, that will be mashu the avodah's pnim. It will turn out that now it is keseder, and now everything is kosher. Now, as far as the ikar din of ula, ula was mechadish that if you shech the soyer before the matan dam of the par, the shechita is possible. We saw earlier on daf nun zayin omer aleph, the Gemara speaks about a case where it was nisariv, dam ha-par im dam ha-soyer, the two damim got mixed together before it was supposed to, and Rashi over there learns the case is, koidim shenosan bifnim klum. Before you did any matanis, the dam of the par and the dam ha-soyer got mixed together. Pashas, it means that you did not even do the matanis of the dam ha-par lifnai ulifnim. And the Tosis Yishonim and other Yishonim over there ask on Rashi, how is it possible that the dam ha-soyer got mixed together with the dam ha-par before you did the matanis of the par bifnim? Ula and Ersigah says that if you shech the soyer before the matan dam of the par bifnim, the shechita is possible. So how can we have a round dam of the soyer before the matan dam of the par bifnim? Just by shechting the soyer before the matan dam par bifnim, the shechita is possible. And therefore the Rishonim over there in Daf Nun Zayin, they argue in Rashi, and they say the case is talking about that it got mixed together after already you did the matan dam of the par bifnim. But Bidas Rashi, the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Zevach Toido, he says that Rashi learns the sugya on Daf Nun Zayin, argues on Ula, and the Amoraim over there hold that by shechting the soyer before the matan dam par bifnim, that will not pass all the shechita. And the Chofetz Chaim explains where Rashi saw in the sugya over there that those Amoraim hold not like Ula. However, he does not explain what is the svara to argue on Ula. The Chara Ula's din seems to be poshut. What is it sad to say not like him? However, we can now explain, based on this kasha of the Gevurah Sari, who asked that the din is that shchita lav avodah, so how could we pass through the shchita? And the Gevurah Sari answered that by being makdim, the shchita of the sar to the matan dam par, actually there's a psul being chal on the matan dam par, and that's what's mechayev to redo the shchita. So perhaps the Amiram and Daf Nun Zayin, at least Rashi holds like that over there, they argued in Ula, the pshat is that they held that when you switch two avodahs, and you have to redo the avodah which you did too early, then the psul is chal in that avodah that you were makdim, not in the avodah that you were ma'acher. So if you shechted the sar before you were supposed to, before the matan dam of the par, and we want to be mechayev you to redo the shchita, the only way we could do that is to say that the shchita is pasul. They don't hold to the svar of the Gevurah Sari that by being makdim the shchita, there's a psul chal in the matan dam of the par. There's a certain chiddush in that svar of the Gevurah Sari. The svar that he says that it's mitli toli v'koi, the matan dam of the par could later be determined that it's kosher by redoing the shchita. Perhaps these amirayim held not like ulo, and the psul will have to be chal in the avodah that you were makdim. That's the avodah that we're being mechayev you to redo. And since over here, in this case, when you're makdim the shchita, shchita lav avodah, there could be no psul chal in the shchita. Therefore, they argue on ulo, and they hold that shechting the sar before the matan dam of the par will not pasul the shchita. And therefore, they had a shaila on daf nun zayin. What happens if the dam of the psoyer is nesarif with the dam of the par before you did the matan dam of the par bifnim? It's possible to have around dam asoyer even before you did the matan dam of the par, because if you shechted the soyer, then it does not pasul the shchita. Now the Gemara asked on Ula from the Mishnah that says, Hiktim dam asoyer l'dam apar. The Gemara originally thought it meant, you're makdim dam asoyer l'fnai ulufnim, and it says, Yachzer v'yazim midam asoyer. And the Gemara asks, according to Ula, you should have to redo the shchita. And the Gemara answers, Turgum Ula v'matoni shebehechal. You're makdim the dam asoyer l'fnai apareichas before the matan dam of the par l'fnai apareichas. Now Pashas, this Gemara is muchach, that the Mishnah that says this din of Hiktim dam asoyer l'dam apar, Yachshav Yazim Midam Asoyer, and the Gemara says it's talking about the Matanah Shebehechol, that has to go like Reb Nechemya. According to Yehuda, if you're Makdim in the Hechol, Dam Asoyer to Dam Apar, that's Dvorim Hanashim B'Vigdei Lovim B'chutz, there's no Din Chukah, you should not have to redo the Matan Dam of the Soyer. Reb Kreger points this out, that according to the Gemara over here, Erem Mishnah Lecher has to go like Reb Nechemya. And the truth is, we mentioned before that the Lecha Mishnah, he explains the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam Kipshutai holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that's how he paskins, but nevertheless, even in Shitas of Yehuda, he understands when Yehuda says, Dvar Manasim Vigdilovim Bifnim, that includes not only the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Heichal as well. And the Lecha Mishnah says, the Makar of the Rambam, the Ikar Raya, to say this Chiddush, is from Har Gemara. Har Gemara understands the case of the Mishnah, that you have to redo the Dam HaSoyer, if you're makdim the Dam HaSoyer to the Dam HaPar, is talking about the Matanah Shebeheichal. So you see there's a Din Chukah, even in the Heichal. And the Lecha Mishnah says, the Rambam did not want to learn that the Mishnah is going according to Reb Nechemya. He didn't want to say that it's not Mishnah like Reb Nechemya. He'd rather say it's going according to Reb Yehuda. And this was the Raya, that the Heichal also is considered Bifnim. Therefore, the Mishnah is like Reb Yehuda, and the Heichal as well has a din of Chukah, because the Heichal also is called Pnim. Now we explained also another Shita in the Rambam, Reb Chaim as a Mahalach, to explain that the Rambam is Mechalik, the Heichal between the Mizbeach and the Pareches. The Pareches is called Pnim and the Mizbeach is called Chutz. According to Reb Chaim also, this Gemara would fit well. We would not have to say that the Mishnah is like Reb Nechemya, the Mishnah could be Reb Yehuda. And when it says Matanah Shebehechal, it means the Matanah is Lefnei HaPareches. If you switch those Matanahs, that's what the din is, that Yachshav V'yazim Midam HaSoyer, because the Matanah is Lefnei HaPareches have a din of Chukah, that's called Pnim as well. And we could just add that according to what we explained, that Rashi on Daf Nun Zayin understands that the Gemara over there holds not like Ula. Perhaps this would be another reason to argue on Ula, because if you hold not like the Rambam, like Rav Yishainim, that the Heichal also is called Chutz, it's not called Pnim, then according to Ula, you're going to have to be Mukim the Mishnah, Dafka like Reb Nechemya. Ula that has to learn the case of the Mishnah is talking about the Matanah Shebeheichal, and according to Yehuda, the Matanah Shebeheichal have no Din Chukah, then the Mishnah would have to go Dafka according to Reb Nechemya. Like Rabbi Kreger pointed out. So this would be another reason to learn not like Ula. And if you're chalik on Ula, then you can learn the Mishnah is talking about that you're makdim the Dam HaSoyer before the Dam HaPar, meaning Lefnai Ulefnim, then the Mishnah could go like Shitas Reb Yehuda. So this would be another reason why the Amirayim and Daf Nun Zayin, according to Rashi, they hold, not like Ula, they should not have to learn the Stam Mishnah like Reb Nechemya. Reb Kvega was actually coming to ask Akasha, that once the Gemara over here on Samach Aleph Amir Aleph is Muchach, that the Mishnah is not like Reb Yehuda, it's going like Reb Nechemya, then what's the Pshat, the Gemara on Samach Amir Beis at the bottom? The Gemara is asking on Reb Chanina, who was mechadish, that k'toris shechofna kaidem shchitase shel par, lo yosef v'lo klum. And the Gemara asks from the Mishnah that says that if in the middle of the Matanos Shebifnim, the Dam HaPar is Nishbach, you bring another par and you start over the Matanos Shebifnim. And the Gemara asks, according to Reb Chanina, you should have to redo the Ketores. And Reb Kreger asks on this, the Gemara is mashma, this Kasha from the Mishnah is only based on the Chiddush of Reb Chanina, and if you do Chafina before Shechita, then it's possible. And the Gemara says that he's mechadish that even Rabbi Yehuda will hold its possible because Tarech Pnim ki Pnim. Now if anyways the Mishnah is Muchach, that it's going like Shitas Reb Nechemya, why is the Gemara here asking a Kasha on the Chiddush of Reb Chanina? Even without Reb Chanina, the Mishnah needs explanation. Because since it's going according to Reb Nechemya, that even Dvar Manasim Bevig De Lovan Bachutz, there's a Din Chuka, so even without the Chiddush of Tarech Pnim ki Pnim, if you do chafina before shchita, it's possible. Both of these are dvar manasim v'vigdei lovan. So even if we'll consider them avodas chutz, but either way, according to Reb Nechemya, it will be ma'akev, and we'll have to explain the Mishnah that ein echanami, if the dam par is nishbach, and you have to shecht another par, then you'll have to also redo the k'tayres, you have to do another chafina and haktara after the shchita sapar. This is Reb Kveger's kasha. And based on what we're saying now, that there are shitas who argue on Ula because of the kasha of the Gevurah Sari, that there could be no psol chal in the shchita because shchita lav avoda, then we could say the same thing, that the makshin, the one who asked the kasha on Samach Amud Beis from the Mishnah, he only asked this kasha on Reb Chanina because he had like this as well. That there could be no psol chal in the shchita, and therefore if you're shecht the soyer before the matan dam of the par, he'll argue on Ula and he'll hold that you do not have to redo the shchita. Only in his case, Reb Chanina's case, when you're makdim the chafina, they're the psol chal on the chafina, which is an avoda. And therefore, without the chiddush of Ula, you would not have to say that the Mishnah is going like Reb Nechemya. You could have said that the case of the Mishnah, when you're makdim dam asoyer le dam apar, is talking about lefnai lefnim, and shechting the soyer before the par is not possible. Therefore, it's not muchach to say that the Mishnah is going like Reb Nechemya. And therefore, the Gemara as well did not want to ask stam akasha from the Mishnah, what's the pshat, that if the dam apar is nishbach lefnai lefnim, you could just bring another par. Why don't you have to redo the chafina and the k'tayres? That itself would not be a kasha, because you could say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Reb Nechemya. And chafina and shchita, they're avodas chutz, they're not avodas pnim. Only now that Reb Chanina was mechadish, terech pnim ke pnim, then the Gemara has a good kasha from the Mishnah, because even if you'll say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like according to Ula, which the Mishnah has to be like Reb Nechemya, but even if the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, still the Mishnah is shver, since terech pnim is ke pnim, if the dam apar is nishbach and you have to do another shchita sapar, then you should have to redo the chafina. Now, b'hemshech the amur, the Gemara brings a braisa v'chilu mechaper es hakodesh zelufnai ulufnim oyal moed zehechol mizbeach kimashmoi melamed shekulin kapar b'fnei atman. Each mokam is considered a different kapara. Therefore, the braisa continues nosan mikzais matanis shebifnim v'nishbach adam yovi damacher v'yascher b'tchilu b'matanis shebifnim. This is like the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, that if it's Nishbach Adam in the middle of the Matanos of one specific Mokoim, you have to start again from the Matanos from that Mokoim. So if it's Nishbach in the middle of the Matanos, Lefnai Lefnim, you have to go back to the beginning of the Matanos, Lefnai Lefnim. And on that, Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon, they argue, they say, Mokoim Shepostak, Shomhu Maschil, the Kohen Gadol continues from exactly where he left off, even within one specific Mokoim, if he did part of the Matanos, he can continue and do the rest of the Matanos. And then the Raisa continues, but if it was Gomer Matanis Shebifnim, V'nishbach Adam, even the Tanakhama is masking, if you already finished the Matanis Lefnai Lefnim, and it was Nishbach, the middle of the Matanis and the Pareches, you do not have to go back and redo the Matanis Lefnai Lefnim, because each Mokoim is a separate Kapara. Now Rashi explains, what exactly is the Joshua that we're learning from V'chilu Mechaper HaKodesh, that each Mokoim is different? Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil, Mikan Omru, he says, Lav Anosan Miktais Matanis Koi, El agomer matanis shebifnim v'nishbach adam. The limit from the pasuk is not to tell us that in the middle of one mokoyim, if it's nishbach adam, you have to go back to the beginning of that mokoyim. The drasha is to tell us the din that if you finished one mokoyim and then it's nishbach during the second mokoyim, you do not have to go back to the mokoyim which you already finished because each mokoyim is a separate kapara. And the Ritzvah explains Rashi because the Gemara behemshech brings b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shneim mikra echad dorshu. The Machlokes Tanakhama and Reb Lazar and Shimon is how to learn the pasuk that says Midam Chatas HaKippurim Achas Beshono. Reb Meir, which is the Tanakhama, he holds Chatas Achas Amarti Lecha Veloy Shtei Chatois, and Reb Lazar and Shimon they hold Chitu Yachor Amarti Lecha Veloy Shnei Chituyim. So the Ritva explains Rashi that which the Tanakhama holds that within one Mokaim you do have to go back to the beginning, You cannot use two different parim for one kapara because of the drasha chatos achas v'loishtei chatois. That's a different drasha, like Rabbi Yochanan says. The drasha that the Gemara brings originally to tell us that each mokaim is a separate kapara, that's just to tell us that if you finish that mokaim, you do not have to go back to the beginning if it's nishbach during the second mokaim. But that which within one mokaim you do have to go back, that's a separate drasha. This is Shitas Rashi. However, the Tosfos Hashonim and the Tosfos Harosh, they argue on this. The Tosfos Hashonim is printed on Daf Samach Beis Omer Aleph, Dibur Maschol Chatos Achas. He asks the Kasho, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say the Makor of the Tanakama is from this Pasuk of Chatos Achas V'lo Shtei Chatois? The Gemara already brought earlier a drosha, V'chilu Mechaper Es HaKodesh. This is their Kasho, and they understood that from the drosha of V'chilu Mechaper Es HaKodesh tells us that within one Mokoyim you cannot divide it and use two different Chatois for one Mokoyim. And therefore you would not need the drosha of Rabbi Yochanan of Chatos Achas V'lo Shtei Chatois. And the Tosfos Hashonim answers, Shema also l'shum drosha achriti. Einichanami, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the drosha of the Tanakhama is not from the pasuk of Echilu Mechaper Sekodesh. And he says, just like according to Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon, they must use that pasuk for a different drosha, so too according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanakhama uses it for a different drosha. These Rishonim understand that if you make the drosha of Echilu Mechaper Sekodesh, the pasuk is telling us that each mokaim is one kapara on its own, then from that itself you know that you cannot divide that and use two different chatois for one mokoyim of kapara. And therefore Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon who hold that you can use a few chatois even for one mokoyim kapara, they obviously do not hold of the drosha of Echilu Mechaper Es HaKodesh. And that the Tosfos Hashonim is saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanakhama also does not make that drosha and therefore he needs the other drosha of Chatos Achas V'lo Shtei Chatois. And the Siach Yitzchok adds that according to the Tosfos Hashonim, when Rabbi Yochanan says Vishneim Mikra Echad Dorshu, he was not going back on the Braisa. Perhaps he did not have this Braisa. He was going back on the Mishnah. He was coming to explain the Machloikas, the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Elazar Shimon in the Mishnah, and that he said is totally in how to understand this pasuk. Midam Chatos Akipurim Achas B'Shana. And the Meiri as well as the Rimi Lo'Nil, they learn like this as well. They say that when the Braisa brings the Josh of Echilu Mechaper Es HaKodesh, this is coming to tell us both dinim. The Braisa is telling us that each mokaim is a separate kapara. From that we know that firstly, within one mokaim kapara, you cannot use two chatois. And secondly, we know that if you finish one mokaim kapara and you're already going on to the second mokaim kapara, then if it's nishbach, you do not have to go back to the first mokaim kapara. And according to these Rishonim, Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon, they do not hold bechlal of this drosha of Echilu Mechaper Es HaKodesh. As opposed to according to Shitas Rashi, Rashi's mashma that everyone could hold of this drosha of Echilu Mechaper Es HaKodesh. This tells us that each mokam is a separate kapara, and when you finish one mokam, you do not have to go back to it afterwards. Later, there's a separate machlaikis, which is dependent on a different drasha, whether within one mokam kapara, you could divide it and use different chatois. According to the Tanakhama, chatos achas v'lo shtei chatois tells us you cannot divide one mokam kapara. And according to Blazer and Reb Shimon, they say chitoi achas v'lo shtei chatoim, you don't go back to hazad, which was done already. So that tells us that you continue from exactly where you left off. Now the shayla would just be that according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, like we said, according to Rashi, they could be maskim to the drasha of Echilu Mechaper Es HaKodesh, that each mokaim is a separate kapara on its own. However, would there be any nafka mina from that din? Since they hold that even within one mokaim kapara you could divide it, so l'chair, there's no practical nafka mina from that which we make a drasha that each mokaim is considered a separate kapara. Now the Braisa brings the drasha to tell us what's considered a separate mokaim kapara. And according to the Tanakhama, the din will be that once you finish that mokam, you do not have to go back and redo that mokam if it's nishbach afterwards. And the Braisa mentions three different mekaymos. Mechilu Mechaper Es HaKodesh, that's lefnai ulefnim. Oyel Moed, that's the heichal. And Mizbeach is kemashmoi. And in the Mishnah as well, the Mishnah mentions three different mekaymos. Talks about the azoyis befnim, vechein beheichal, vechein bemizbeach azov. Each one is a kapar befnei atmoi. And the Gvura Sari and the Sfasemes, back on the Mishnah, they point out that the Mishnah's mashma, that all of the matonis on the Mizbeach are counted as one. And they ask that within the Mizbeach Hazov, there seem to be two separate sets. There are the Hazois on the Kronis of the Mizbeach, then there are the Sheva Hazois al Tirosh on Mizbeach. And the Chayr of the Din should be that if after the Hazois of the Kronis are finished, and you're in the middle of doing the Hazois al Tirosh on Mizbeach, and then it's Nishbach Adam, you bring another par, l'chor, you should not have to go back to the hazois on the kronis of the mizbeach. You should be able to bring another par and just start over the hazois al tirosh on mizbeach. Now the Sfasemes points out that this is a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Mem Beis. It's interesting that the Gevurah Sri does not mention this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Mem Beis, Amud Beis, discusses how it's possible to bring four separate Purim to be Mekayim the Kapara of the Parah on Yom Kippur. And there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had a Cheshbin these four Purim. Rashi says the four are the Hazoyis Spain Habadim, the Hazoyis Lefnei HaPareiches, the Matan Kronis of the Mizbeach Hazov, and the Sheva Altir Reisham Mizbeach. Tosfos, however, on Membeis Amud Aleph, he quotes Rashi and he argues. He says that the Dawid Matonis Akronis from Mizbeach and the Sheva Altir Reisham Mizbeach, that's all counted as one. And Tosfos learns that the fourth par is for the Shricha Shiraim. But Al Kaponim, there's clearly Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Can you bring separate parim for the Hazois on the Kronis of the Mizbeach and the Sheva Hazois Altir Reisham Mizbeach? And the Sfasemah says that the Pashtus of the Mishnah would be mashm like Tosfos. The Mishnah only says that the Hazois Bifnim and the Heichel and the Mizbeach Hazov, each one is a separate kapara. The Mishnah does not say that within the Mizbeach Hazov there are two separate sets. Now the Gevurah Sri assumed that the Pashtus is that there are two separate sets and you would not have to go back to the Matonis of the Kronis of the Mizbeach if it's Nishbach in the middle of the Hazois Altiroi. However, he asks from the way the Braisa makes the Drosha over here on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. The Braisa says, V'chilim b'chabres ha-kodesh, ze lefnai ulefnim. Oyal moed ze heichol. Mizbeach kimashmoi. Melamed shekulam kapara b'fnei atzmon. From here you learn that each one is a separate kapara. And the Gevurah Sri points out that there's no drosha to tell us that the Mizbeach Hazov itself has two separate sets of kapara. This would be a kasha on Shitas Rashi. In Zvachim, Rashi holds that there are considered two separate sets. And the Chara, we do not have a makar from this pasuk to tell us this. However, the Gevurah Sri suggests that according to the Mand Omar, Ein Ma'arvim Lekronos. And we explain that he holds, even though you're not Ma'arv Lekronos, but you are Ma'arv for Tiyarei Shom Mizbeach. And if so, then it's clear that the Matonis on the Kronos of the Mizbeach are separate from the Hazois Al Tiyarei Shom Mizbeach. The Matonis on the Kronos of the Mizbeach is done with the Par and the Sa'ir separately. The Matonis on the Kronos of the Mizbeach are done after its Nisariv. And therefore the Gevurah Sri says we don't even need a Pasuk to tell us that they're considered two Kaparais. When does the Gemara need a pasuk? That's to tell us that the Hazois Bein Habadim and the Hazois Lefnei HaPareiches and the Matan Kronos, all these Hazois are done with the Par and the Soya separately. There we need a pasuk to tell us that each one is considered a separate Kapara. But the Hazois Altir Hashem Mizbeach, here already you're Ma'ar of the Dam, for this we don't need a separate pasuk to tell us that it's a separate Kapara. However, in the end, the Gevurah Sri concludes that you cannot say this Svara. Because if so, then according to the man Omar Ma'arvim Lekronis, then why do we need the Pasuk of Mizbeach to tell us that the Matonis on the Mizbeach are separate from the Hazois, Lefnai Lefnim, and the Pareiches? The Chara, since you're Ma'arv the Dam before the Matonis on the Mizbeach, that itself tells us that it's a separate Kapara. So you should not need the extra word Mizbeach in the Pasuk. And therefore, in the end, he's Chayzer from this Svara. Now, the Minchas Avram, in Zvachim Daf Lamed Ches, he quotes this Gevurah Sri. The Svara that says that once you're Ma'arev the Dam, that on its own shows that there's a separate Kapara. And he says, L'chair, this is not Pashut, it should be Toloi, if that which you have to be Ma'arev the Dam, is that Ma'akiv or not? We spoke about this earlier on Daf Nun Ches, by the Sugya of Ma'arevim Lekronos. We quoted the Chaznish, who says that even when you have to be Ma'arev the Dam, but B'dievet, if you do a separate Matan Dam from the Par and the Soyer, it's still Kosher. The Minchas Avram quotes similarly from the Biskarov, B'Shem Rab Chaim, even when you have to be Ma'arv the Dam, it's not Ma'akiv B'diyevet. And if so, the Minchas Avram says that the Svar of the Gevurah Sri would not be so poshut. Even though you're supposed to be Ma'arv the Dam, but since that's not Ma'akiv, then this Lachar would not prove that there's two separate Kaparis. However, he says, if you hold that there is Ma'akiv B'diyevet, then once you're supposed to be Ma'arv the Dam, then it's not kosher. If you do the Matan Domim separately, then Lachar, he says, it would be Muchach this Svar that it's a separate Kapara. And therefore, you would not need a Pasuk to tell us that the Dam on the Kronos of the Mizbeach and the Dam on the Tiyarei Shom Mizbeach is two separate sets. If you hold that Ein Ma'arev in the Kronos and you're only Ma'arev for Tiyarei Shom Mizbeach and you hold that that's Ma'akev, so then Al-Korchach, the Matonis and the Kronos are different than the Matonis Al-Tiyarei Shom Mizbeach, and therefore it's Muchach that they are two separate Kaparis. Now based on this, we can suggest to answer the Kasha of the Gevurah Sri that he asked on his own Pshat and to explain Shitas Rashi, like we said in Zvachim, Rashi holds that the Matonis al Tiyarei Shom Mizbeach and the Matonis on the Kronos of the Mizbeach, they are two separate Kaparas. And we could say that even if you hold, like the Svar of the Chazanish, that even if you're supposed to be Ma'arev the Dam before the Matan Kronos, the Chazanish says it's not Ma'akev B'diyeved, And Chazanish explained, since the limud that you're supposed to be ma'ariv is from the pasuk v'chiper aron al karnoiso of achas b'shono, achas b'shono tells us that you're supposed to do one set of matan domim on the karnois from the par and the sari together. However, the Chazanish says that since it's not a din in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, rather it's a din mitzad the Hilchos of the Mizbeach Azov. The pasuk says there's supposed to be dam on the karnois of the Mizbeach Azov only once a year, and therefore it will not be ma'akiv in the halachos of the Seder of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. If so, we can suggest that the Matonis Altirosh from Mizbeach, that we saw in Tosfos Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, that Lekul Yamo the dam has to be Me'uriv, because the Pasuk says, V'hizo Olov Min Hadam Be'etzboi Sheva Pa'omim. Tosfos explained that Smashma, that altogether is supposed to be only seven Azois Altiroi. And if so, since that Pasuk is Mitzad Halochas of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and therefore if you'll do the Hazois of the Par and the Sora separately, it will be Ma'akiv B'di'eved. If so, we could say, similar to the Mahalach of the Gvur Sari, that we don't need a drasha to tell us that the Matonis on the Kronis of the Mizbeach and the Matonis al Tirosh of Mizbeach, they're two separate kaparos, because the Matonis al Tirosh of Mizbeach, there the Torah tells us that you have to be Ma'ar of the Dam, and it's even Ma'akiv B'di'eved, there it's one Matona of Par of the Soyer together. Mashenke in the Matonis on the Kronis of the Mizbeach, there it's really a separate Matona of Par and Soyer. And we could add, even if you hold Ma'arvim the Kronis, even if you're ma'ariv of the dam and do the matan kronis of the par of Isoyer together, but that's a different geder. Like we explained from the Chazanish, that's a din mitzad the mizbeach, that there could only be one set of matan kronis. And with this we can answer Shitas Rashi as well, Rashi in Zvachim, who holds that the matanis on the kronis and the matanis al tiroi are two separate kaparas. We could say that Rashi fits whether you hold ma'ariv from the kronis or ain't ma'ariv from the kronis. Either way, the matanis on the kronis of the mizbeach are clearly different than the Matonis Al-Tiroi, because the Matonis Al-Tiroi, it's Ma'akiv, they have to be Ma'uruv together, it has to be one Matona of both together. Mashenk and the Matonis on the Kronis of the Mizbeach, whether you hold Ma'ar from the Kronis or not, that's a Shaila about Lechatchila, mitzad Halochas of the Mizbeach, that's clearly a separate Kapara, there the Torah was not Mechayiv you, mitzad Halochas of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, to do one Matona of both together. And with this we can answer as well the Kasha that the Gevurah Sari asked on his own Pshat, that if you hold Ma'ar from the Kronis, then why would you need a separate pasuk to tell us that the matonis on the mizbeach are a separate kapara than the matonis on the pereches and the bein abadim? It has to be that it's separate because you're ma'ar of the dam. According to what we're saying now, even if you hold ma'ar from the kronis, that's not a raya that the matonis on the kronis of the mizbeach are different than the matonis that are bein abadim and on the pereches. Because that which you have to be ma'ar of the dam, it's only a halacha mitzad the mizbeach. Mitzad avodas Yom HaKippurim, really you would be able to put the dam separately. And that's why it's not ma'akiv b'di'eved. So that is not muchach if we would not have had a pasuk that it's two separate kaparas. For that we do need a pasuk. But to be mechalik the mizbeach itself, between the matonis and the kronis, and the matonis al tirosh and mizbeach, that you don't need a pasuk. And like we said, whether you hold ma'ar from the kronis or not, either way it's muchach that it's two separate kaparas. Now as far as this machloik is, Tanakama and Rebbezerim Shimon, about whether you could divide up within one makam kaparo, and the Gemara says, behemshach, that the same machloik is they argue, by lug shemen shal metzera, the din is that you're mazah sheva pomim from the lug, and then afterwards there's matan bahinois. And there as well, if in the middle of the matan bahinois, it's nishbach, so the be machlekes according to Tanakama, you have to bring another lug shemen and start over from the matan bahinois. You do not have to go back to the sheva hazois, that's considered a separate set. And according to the Blazer and Reb Shimon, you continue exactly from where he left off, from the middle of the matan bahinois. Now the Gvura Sari over here asks Akasha, we find this machlekes the Tanakama and Reb Blazer and Reb Shimon only by the Karbonis of Yom Kippur, and by the Lug Shemen Shal Metzora. What about other Chatois HaPnimiyos, like for example, Par Kohen Mashiach, Par Helam Dovar, Seiri Avod Dezoro? All these Chatois HaPnimiyos need seven Hazois on the Pereches, and then another four Hazois on the Kronis of the Mizbeach. Here, Luchara, also, we should have the same Machloikis, according to the Tanakamo, if you finish the Matonis Lefnei HaPereches, in the middle of the Matonis on the Mizbeach, it's Nishbach, you should have to go back to the beginning of the Mizbeach. You don't have to go back to the Matonis on the Pereches, but you have to restart from the beginning of the Matonis on the Mizbeach. And according to Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon, Mimokom Sheposak, Shamu Maschil, even within the seven Hazois Lefnei Pereches, or even within the four Hazois on the Kronis of the Mizbeach, he should be able to continue from where he left off. The Gvura Sari understands as a Dover Poshut that the Machoikas would apply over here as well by all Chatois HaPnimiyos. And he's bothered by why is that not mentioned before in the Gemara, just like the Gemara mentions by Lug Shemen Shal Metzora. And the truth is, there are really two chidushim in this Gevura Sari. First, he assumes that even according to the Tanakama, that within one Mokam Kapara you cannot be Mitzarif two behemoths. But the Gevura Sari is Mechadish that all Chatois Apnimiyos have two separate Mokam Kaparas, and therefore you could be able to bring two separate Parim, one for the Azois Lutnei Aparoiches and one for the Azois on the Nezbeach. And secondly, the Gevura Sari is saying that the Machoikis Tanakama and Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon, if you could divide within one Makam Kapara, that same Machlokes will also apply by all Chatois HaPnimiyos. Now even the first half, the first Chiddush of the Gevura Sari, that L'kuli Alma you could bring separate Parim, one for the Azois on the Pareches, and one for the Matonis on the Mizbeach, that also is not so poshut. There are some Achroinim who say that only by Yom Kippur you could bring separate Parim. By all other Chatois HaPnimiyos, you have to bring one carbon for all the Matonis. There's no such thing as dividing up, doing some matonis from one behemah and some matonis from a second behemah. This is a major machlokes in the achrayim. A number of achrayim tried to bring rayas to this shayla. The Keren Oira and Zvachim Daf Mem Beitz Amar Aleph brings a ray from the sugya over there. The Gemara over there is talking about if someone had a machsheves pigol by the shchita of a carbon, and the Gemara is talking about a case where he brought a few behemahs for one chiyuv carbon, and he had a machsheves pigol in the shchita of one of them. And Kipshutai, the Gemara of there is mashma, that it's talking about all chatois apnimiyos, that it's possible to bring a few behemoths for one chiyuv carbon. And what happens if he has machsheves pikul in the shchita of one of them, and not a machsheves pikul in the shchita of another one? And the Gemara says this is totally in the machlokes tanoim, whether this is called pikul or not. But al kaponim, it's mashma, that by all chatois apnimiyos, it's possible to bring a few carbonis. One for the matanis lefnei apareiches, and another one for the matanis on the mizbeach. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky in his Sefer Chazoy Necheskel, the Pirush on the Tosefta, in Yuma Perek Gimel Halacha Daud, he discusses this Shaila as well, and he brings this Raya from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Mem Beis. On the other hand, we have the Shita of the Chazon Ish, in Siman Kuf Chavov, Sifkot on Lamites, on Er Sugyo, he says, not like this, he says, the only time you could bring a few different behemoths for one chi of carbon, that's only by the carbonis of Yom Kippur. Masha'inkein, by a chatas pnimi, even though the dam has to go in two different places, there you cannot bring two different carbonis for one chiyuv carbon. And he explains the difference, because on Yom Kippur, the ikar is the choivas hayoim, meaning to say the carbonis of Yom Kippur are not coming to be mechaper for one specific chet. There's a whole process, there's a whole seder to be mekayim, the choivas hayoim, which eventually also is mechaper for all the chatam of Klal Yisrael. And the minyan hazois, the total of 43 or 47 hazois, which have to be done from the dam par and the dam soyer, that's not mitzad the carbon. In other words, it's not the pshat that from the par you have to do a minimum number of hazois in order for that carbon to be kosher. Or the soyer as well. There's no din that you need a certain amount of hazois for the soyer in order to be machsher that carbon of the soyer. The 43 hazois are in order to accomplish the choyves hayoim. And therefore, if you bring one par, and the dam from that par only is used for the matonis lefnai or lefnim, that's enough for the hechsher of that specific carbon. That specific par that you brought, in order for it to be kosher, it's enough if its dam was brought in one mokim. Even though for the general chayves hayim you're not yet finished, but you did enough hazois to be machsher that first carbon. Masha'inkein chatois apnimiyos, there the din is that you have to bring one carbon, and the hechsher of that carbon is totally in doing all 11 hazois. 7 lefnei apareiches, and 4 on the mizbeach. That's a tnai in the hechsher of that specific carbon. Until you did all 11 hazois, that carbon cannot have a hechsher, and therefore you cannot be mitzarif two different parim, and do 7 hazois from one, and the other 4 on the mizbeach from the other one. The Briskerov in Zvachim Daf Lametes Mebeis as well says this chiluk, that only for the carbonis of Yom Kippur, where the ikar is the chayves hayoim, there we could be mitzarif different behemois to accomplish the chayves hayoim. But other chiyuv carbonis, like a par helam davar or par koyim mashiach, the carbon is coming to be mechaper for a specific chet, and there, since the kapara for the chet is not accomplished until you finished all 11 hazois, so when you're makdish a carbon for the purpose of being mechaper for the chet, so the din is that that carbon itself has to complete all the hazois necessary for the kapara of the chet. And unless you finish all 11 hazois from the dam of that carbon, the carbon cannot have a hechsher, it's incomplete. So if you do 7 hazois from the par koyin mashiach lefnei apareiches and then it's nishbach, you didn't finish all the hazois that this carbon requires, it becomes pasul and you have to start all over again. Now there's a kasha on this shita of the Chazon Ish and the Briskerov, which is asked in a number of places in the Sefer Minchas Avram, in Zvachim Daf Membeis, in Sefer Mishmer Halevi, on Zvachim Simen Kuf Nun Vov, there seems to be a Gemara which is Mefurish now like this. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud, the Gemara over there is talking about a Chiyuv of Chutz, if a person is Sheikhet, or is Mala, a carbon b'chutz. And Shitas Rabbi Lazar over there in the Mishnah is that you're only chayef for being makriv b'chutz if you're makriv an amount which on its own would accomplish a kapara. For example, if a person brings a mincha b'chutz and he's makriv one kezayis out of the koimitz. He was not makter the whole koimitz b'chutz, he took one kezayis from it and was makter on a mizbeach b'chutz. The Tanakhama holds your chayef. That's also called a haloa b'chutz. You makriv a kezayis, that's enough. However, Rabbi Lazar over there in the Mishnah holds that you're not chayiv unless you are makter the whole koimetz, because since a mincha has no kapara, the kapara is not complete until you're makter the whole koimetz, so to be chayiv b'chutz as well, you have to be makter the whole koimetz. Now what about if you're zerik dam b'chutz? How much dam from a korban do you have to be zerik b'chutz in order to be chayiv? So the Mishnah says, ha-zerik miktas dam b'chutz chayiv, and the Gemara adds that even according to Rabbi Lazar, who holds you have to do b'chutz an amount which would accomplish a kapara, still the din is that if you do one hazah b'chutz you're chayiv. And Rashi explains over there that the Gemara means to be mechayish and even by a chatas apnimis, where the din is that in order to accomplish the kapara you have to do a total of 11 hazois. If you don't do 7 on the pareiches and 4 on the mizbeach, you don't get a kapara. Still, even according to Rabbi Lazar, you're chayiv if you do one hazah b'chutz. And the Gemara explains because Rabbi Lazar l'shitasai. Rabbi Lazar holds me mokam shepasak u'maschil. Each hazah, when you do it, it's finished, and you do not have to go back. Even if the dam will be nishbach, you could bring another behemah and continue from where you left off. Therefore, one hazah b'chutz is enough to be mechayiv, because even one hazah could be machshir that carbon, and you could bring another carbon to finish off the rest of the hazais. And Kipshutai, the sugya over there, is not only talking about Yom Kippur. Rashi as well explains that by chatoyis apnimius, Rashi is mashma ol chatoyis apnimius. According to Rabbi Lazar, you're chayiv for one hazah b'chutz, because one hazah is enough to be machshir that carbon. If it will be nishbach afterwards, you can bring another behemah and continue from where you left off. And this would seem to be a raya muchachas, not like the Chazanish and the Biskerov, that the homachloikis, Tanakama and Rabbi Ben Shimon is only by Yom Kippur, but by other carbonis, l'kuli alma, you have to bring one carbon for all the matonis adam. However, the Chazanish himself was actually posed with this kasha. In the Chedushim from the Rimi Luniel that we have, which was published by Rav Moshe Hirschler, on the bottom of there in the Hagois, he writes that he asked the Chazon Ish this kasha, and the Chazon Ish answered him that he only meant to say his Yesoid, that by other Chatois Apnimius you can now bring a few Karbonis, that's only according to the Tanakama. The Tanakama who holds that on Yom Kippur, each Mokaim is considered a separate Kapara, there the Chazon Ish says that that only applies to the Karbonis of Yom Kippur, but not other chatois apnimius. There we don't say that each mokam is a separate kapara. Rather, the carbon has no hechsher unless it completes the entire kapara to be mechaber for the chet that it's coming for, all 11 hazois. However, according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, they hold that even within one mokam, you could be mitzaref, different karbonois, and you could bring a separate carbon from each and every hazah. So according to them, they would say the same is true by other chatois apnimius as well. The whole Yesod of the Chazon Ish was only true in the Tanakama or Meir, and not in Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon. Now in the Sefer Minchas Avram, he brings down this Chazon Ish, and with this he explains a difficult Tosis HaRosh on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara over there brings a Tosefta, Tnan Hosom, V'kulon Metamin Begodim, V'nisrofin Al Beis Hadeshen, Divir Rabbi Lazar V'Rab Shimon. V'chacham Oimim Ein Metamin Begodim, V'ein Nisrofin Al Beis Hadeshen, Elo Ha'achroin Hoyol V'gomar Boi Kapara. There's a machlokes tanoim in these cases which we discussed, where the dam was nishbach, and then you brought another par or another soyer to finish off the matan domim. How many of these parim or these seirim have the din which is described in the pasuk that you have to bring the behemah michutz lemachane, and it needs sreifa, and the din is that it's also matamar the begodim of the one who's oisik behem? Is that only the last one, or is that all of them? Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon hold all of them have the din of Sreifa, Abeis Hadeshen, and the din of Tumas Begodim, and the Chacham hold only the last one. Now the Tosis Hashonim and the Tosis Harosh discuss, is this Machlokes Tanoim, the Chacham against Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, dependent on the other Machlokes Tanoim, if you could bring a separate par for each Hazah, or only a separate par for each Mokoim Kapara? The Tosis Hashonim is on Samach Beis Amaralf, Dibur Maschot, Divur Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and he starts out saying that they go to Taimayu. The Chacham over here is Shitas Shemeir. We do not say Mimokam Shepasak Hu Maschil. And the Blazer and Rav Shimon, they hold Mimokam Shepasak Hu Maschil. So all of the Parim or all of the Serafim are a chelik of the Kapara, because you don't have to go back to something that you did already. And since all of them are part of the Kapara, they all have this din to be Nisraf L'chutz L'machana. However, he continues, he says, L'chayr, you cannot say that. Because it's mashma that according to the Chachamim, even if you finished off one Mokoyim of Kapara, and therefore you do not have to go back and redo that Mokoyim Kapara, if afterwards it's Nishbach and you bring another par, even in that case we do not say that the first par needs Sreifa Michutz L'machana. L'maisa the Ritva does bring such a shita that the Machloikas over here is the same Machloikas Shemeir against Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, and that which the Chachamim hold, that you only bring the last par, it means in a case when it was Nishbach in middle of one Mokoyim, and you had to bring another par to redo that Mokoyim, so the par that was only used for Hazayis, which will eventually be done, that par does not have a din sreifa, because L'maisa, it's not part of the Kapara. However, the Ritva argues on this shita, like we said, the Taisis Hashanim also says it's not mashma like this. And therefore the Ritva and the Taisis Hashanim, they conclude that the Machlaikis is unrelated to the other Machlaikis, and the Pshat and the Chacham is that we only have a din sreifa on the last par, because that was the one that accomplished the Gemar Kapara. The Tosfos HaRosh, however, does go with this Mahalach to explain that the Machlokes is Lishitasayu. However, he adds a little bit more of a Hesber. He says that really the Chacham over here, the Braisa, is Reb Meir, who holds that each Mokam is a separate Kapara, and you bring one par for each Mokam Kapara. And he says, Hilkoch Achrein Iker, the Gemar Kapara Hu. If different Parim accomplish different parts of the Kapara, so the Achrein, the last one, the one that finished off, that's the main one, that's the one that has a Din Sreifa and Tumas Begodim. However, Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, they hold me Mokam Shepasak Hu Maschil, the Lashon of their Tosfos HaRosh is Lididhu Kapara Achasein V'chashivi Kipar Echad. According to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, that you can mitzarif different parim, each one has just one hazah, there it's not the pshat that each one is accomplishing part of the kapara, and you look at each hazah as a separate kapara, rather you're mitzarif different behemoths, and it's chashivi Kipar Echad. We look at all of them together as if it's one single carbon. This, the Minchas Avram says, is what the Chazanish meant to be Michalik, that according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, that you can misarif different paros, each one with one hazah. That surely is not unique to Yom Kippur. If different paros could be misarif and be considered one single carbon, then it could work as well, even for all Chatois HaPnimius, where there's one Chi of carbon, there also he could be misarif two different Beimais to Mimkayim his Chi of carbon. However, according to Reb Meir, that there's no such concept to be misarif different Beimais to be considered one single carbon, and the only reason you could use a few different parim on Yom Kippur is because we learn from the Pasuk that the different mekaymais, each one is a separate kapara. That's what the Chazanish meant. That is only by Yom Kippur. Masha'enkein, by other chatois apnimiyos, all 11 hazois are part of one single kapara, and therefore you cannot be mechalik and use different parim, one for the hazois of Nei Pareches and one for the hazois on the Mizbeach. So just to point out, we mentioned earlier in the shiur a machlokes rishonim how exactly to learn the psukim according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. We said that Rashi holds that Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon could be maskim to the drasha of Vechilim Mechaper Es HaKodesh, which tell us that there are different mekaymes, each one is its own kapara. However, they have another drasha, which Reb Yochanan says later, they understand the pasuk Chitay Achas Amar Rachman Avloi Shnei Chituyim. They understand that means that once you do one hazah, you do not have to go back, even within one mokam kapara. However, we brought other Rishonim that understand that according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, they do not make the drasha of Vechilim Mechaper Es HaKodesh to differentiate between different Mekoymeis of Kapara. Because if they would make that drasha, then that would tell us also that within one Mekom Kapara, you cannot be Mechalik between different Hazois. And they only make the drasha of Chitei Achas, V'loi Shnei Chituyim, to tell us that each Hazoh could be from a separate par. Now, as far as the Hezbor of this Chazanish, Bishlam, if you learn like Shitas Rashi, that everyone's maskim to the drasha of Vechilim Mechaper Es HaKodesh, even Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon are maskim, that the Torah tells us there are different mekaymes which are separate kaparais, and still Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon hold that even within one mokam kapara, you could bring different parim for different hazois, so then we see that you could be mitzar of different behemais to accomplish one kapara, and therefore there would be a svar to say that even by other chatois apnimiyais, you could be mitzar of different behemais, they'll all be considered one carbon and accomplish that kapara. However, if you hold like the other Rishonim, that Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon are not maskim to the drasha of Vechilim Mechaper Es HaKodesh, then they do not have this makar to tell us that each mokam is a separate kapara, then when they make this drasha to tell us that each hazok could come from a separate par, then perhaps it's not a raya that you could be mitzar of different karbonos to accomplish one kapara. And the Siach Yitzchok actually learns like this when he explains the shita of the Tosfos Hashanim. He explains that according to him, that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon are not maskim to the drasha of Echila Mechaper Es HaKodesh. They only make the other drasha to tell us that each hazak could come from his different behema. He explains that each hazak, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, are considered a separate kapara. Just like each mokon, according to the Tanakhama, is a separate kapara, each and every one of the 43 or 47 hazais accomplishes a kapara on its own. And if that's the pshat in Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, then there would be no basis to differentiate between how the Tanakhama would hold by other chatois apnimius and how Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would hold by other chatois apnimius. The same way we're saying in the Tanakhama, that only on Yom Kippur you could use different parim for different kaparais, but by chatois apnimius, where there's one kapara for one chet, there the Torah requires one behemoth to accomplish the full kapara, then in Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, the same could be true as well. On Yom Kippur, each and every hazah accomplishes a specific kapara, but by other chatois apnimius, where in order to be mechaper for the chet, you need a minimum number of hazois, there all the hazois would have to come from one carbon. Or in other words, the power for each mokoim, according to the Tanakhama, is equivalent to the power for each hazo, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, and there'll be no svar to mechalik between Yom Kippur and other chatois apnimiyos. The svar of the Chazon Ish would fit only according to the shita of Rashi. Like we explained, according to Shitas Rashi, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon have to hold that you can be mitzaref different karbonis to accomplish one single kaparo, because they're masking to the drasha that there are four separate mekoimis of kaparo, and still you could be mitzaref different behemois for one single mokam kaparo. And if so, you would also be able to be mitzaref different behemois to accomplish one kaparo by other chatois apnimiyos. And if this chazmir is correct, you would not be able to use this chilik of the Chazon Ish to explain the words of the Tosfos HaRosh, because the Tosfos HaRosh explained Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon the way the Tosfos Hashanim did, and not like Shitas Rashi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.